All right, today we're going to talk about the Bud Light controversy, the boycott, and the pushback against the left and the outfit people's agenda as a whole. So this comes from a Vox article, and all articles will be linked in the description. In early April, Bud Light sent Dylan Mulvaney a handful of beers, and Mulvaney in turn posted a video of himself, dressed like Holly Golightly from Breakfast at Tiffany's. I mean, see the resemblance personally, I couldn't tell a difference, except that, you know, the more you look at it, one has the face, among other things, of a man. It was a part of a paid sponsorship deal and promotion for some sort of sweepstakes challenge where people can win $15,000 from Bud Light by sending in videos of themselves carrying a lot of beers, which he obviously missed the part where he had to carry the beers. The Vox article goes on to say, trans issues are currently front and center in America's culture war. Anti-trans sentiment sweeping many corners of the right, targeting children, drag shows, driver's licenses. I guess that's what you can expect from Vox. Anyway. Healthcare, and among other areas, is showing up conservative media, conservative legislation, even working itself in the mainstream. Now, if we want to talk about who's being targeted, it's conservatives. It's not the alphabet people. And when we have Gay Pride Month, Gay Pride events, hell, they get their face on a Bud Light can. And we have people being appointed to the White House just because they're transgender. They're not being a target. They're not being attacked. They're being praised. Conservatives are the ones being targeted, being called racist, sexist, Nazis, homophobic. The alphabet people are not being targeted here. I mean, conservatives are openly and sometimes proudly discriminated against. And since the left can't make us go along with their agenda, they're trying to indoctrinate our kids. And if you were to say, you know, that's nonsense, they just want to have drag queen story hour. Well, the moment you call putting gender identity curriculum and stories of gay sex and gay porn in children's school libraries. Furthermore, what do you think they would call it if a conservative were to put, oh, a pro-America book or Christianity in a school curriculum? I bet that they would call that indoctrinating children, wouldn't they? But let's get on the real meat of the matter, and that's the boycott. After the partnership with Dylan Mulvaney, Anheuser-Busch lost anywhere from $4 billion to $7 billion of revenue. Sorry, your voices can be heard. I don't think Bud Light is going to be doing anything like that anytime soon. And Bud Light sales, the New York Post article says Bud Light sales were down 0.4%, and their closest competitor, Modelo, their sales were up 11.1%. This is the only time this has happened where voices were heard. Parents rejected the LGBTQ agenda in schools, especially when it came to showing sexually explicit content in classrooms and in school libraries. And I think this is when the left really messed up, because usually the left tries to slowly, subtly push an agenda, like some famous tyrants and dictators have, but this time the left went too far. When parents found out the left that people were showing sexually explicit content in schools and teaching things like gender identity and gender theory in classes, a lot of them stood up to school boards and rejected this. A lot of those went viral. I remember one in particular was a teacher who rejected this, saying he's not going to teach kids incorrect grammar, obviously being an English teacher, and referring to the they-them pronouns. But the reason the left slowly, subtly pushes ideas like this is because they know people largely disagree with them. And it doesn't matter what you think, or even facts to the contrary, they think they're right, so you must agree with them. However, when parents rejected this agenda, some conservatives in power saw it and listened. Like Ron DeSantis, I know I said I don't think you should run this election, and I still agree with that, but I really like this bill he signed, the Parental Rights and Education Law. The Florida law addresses teacher conduct and material allowed in classrooms. It also postpones any teaching of sexual orientation and gender identity until after third grade. I think this is great. I think it should have gone much further going up to at least freshman year, but it's great. Anything protecting our children is great. And there's another bill protecting children that was passed in Tennessee. A ban on gender transition care for minors overwhelmingly passed in the Tennessee legislature. This prohibits children from receiving puberty blockers, hormone therapies, and surgical procedures. Now, this is really good because when you do these procedures and these treatments to children, and you halt puberty, you stop, and you make them infertile forever. They're sterile before they can even think of having the possibility of having children of their own. But the bill also allows people who receive treatments as minors are also able to sue parents, guardians, physicians for authorizing the care under the statute of limitations, which is really good because not only does it prevent future parents and doctors from doing this to children, it also punishes the ones that already have. And some, you know, even schools that went did this behind parents' backs. I don't think they'll be doing that anymore in Tennessee. But that's the problem. This is just in Tennessee. This isn't nationwide, which is something I think governors cross country. And Trump, if he gets back in office, need to do his perfect blueprint to stop the targeting of our children and fight back against that. But let's talk about, you know, a general topic. I mean, even some good news. There is pushback against the left as a whole. You know, I think Donald Trump's really a lightning rod for a lot of the counterculture and the counter movement, and just kind of formed and exploded on itself over time. And you see this with, and it's still growing, you see this with actions that are being taken against cancel culture, like the creation of Rumble, which now that Steven Crowder has made a deal with them, is growing exponentially, and is now a viable alternative to YouTube. And you know, another thing, something Elon Musk did, remember he bought Twitter, and that really changed things. And, you know, because he just wanted a place for free speech. And he said, most recently, it turns out you only need 20% of the employees when you're running a social media company and you're not censoring everybody. And one of the things I like most is something Joe Rogan has done, where he has made a comedy club, or bought a comedy club, where it's called the Comedy Mothership, where he's friends and other comedians could be free from cancel culture. And they do open mics, so I'll definitely be checking that out once I have some material. And from what I hear, a lot of the comedy there is anti-establishment, which is great. I mean, it's not just great for me, but I think it shows where the culture is heading as a whole, and that people are sick of the left's bullshit. I mean, you see this with memes and reels, which have kind of been always on the right. The left's really never been able to get that territory, but they've always been on the right, and there's some positive things now that aren't even political being shown in reels, like things about weightlifting. A lot of times you'll see Jordan Peterson posts about discipline and self-improvement. And you're seeing a lot of things now about embracing masculinity. I mean, you can't go through Instagram without seeing posts like this.
Take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing.
There's like muscles there. Nobody cares about it.
Men need to express vulnerabilities.
Sad. Men can cry.
Express pain.
You so it's okay to be weak.
The road ahead is long.
You know, whether it be the silly stuff, like the Sigma males, I know, you know, it may sound like I'm overanalyzing this, but it's really important. It shows where our culture is going as a whole. You know, the silly stuff like the Sigma males or the Giga Chad memes, or the more serious things to say, like, reject modernity, which is kind of, you know, being a beta male and all that, the bullshit of the left, and embrace masculinity and even Christianity. And, you know, woke movies have been failing for a long time now, especially woke children's movies. Like, Lightyear really started this trend. And, you know, it's really hard to make a children's movie and have it not be successful. But when you make it woke, especially overtly, it falls flat. And in contrast, movies that have come out recently that weren't woke, children's movies, that like Puss in Boots and the newest Mario movie, did very well. I think this shows we aren't running the culture war, else it wouldn't, you know, change their tune and make a movie that wasn't woke. There are more of us than there are of them, or else, you know, a movie like Lightyear would be successful, I guess, if there are enough blue-haired, feminist, fat moms that would go take their kids to go see that. But there aren't. There are more of us than there are of them, or I guess there are more of us than there are of the theys, and we started to realize it and act like it. And it's working. You know, I think there's going to be soon another golden age of prosperity and culture. We are winning the culture war. There is hope for the future. You know, it's darkest before the dawn, and the sunrise is coming. However, that's it for this show in Trouble with Hubble. One more thing I wanted to point out. It's not related to this, but recently, you know, Tucker Carlson was let go. And I think that was a terrible decision for Fox News, by the way. They lost a lot of market share during that, among other things. But I think a lot of people are going to miss Tucker Carlson. You know, I remember one time I was watching, and I can't remember what he was talking about, but he says, "We are all cats now because of course we are. And that's all there is to it. Meow." But anyway, that's it for this show in Trouble with Hubble. You can find the show on YouTube, Rumble, although I'm not using Vimeo anymore, and anywhere you get your podcast. And I'll see you in the next one.